yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our trouble will be out of sight. And have yourself a merry little Christmas. Now, no problem. I've gone on high note then. Let's just end on a high note.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com, where you can check out the plethora of great shows that we have, such as Ohio Indie Report, WrestleCast, Anything Goes, That Other Wrestling Show, All Beer Inside, The European Uppercut, The Tuts Experience, Squabble Box, Plus One Club's Heads Up, Lou Chat, CFL Easy Picks, Hanging with Heavy, What's on Fight, Eurovision Showcase, and Legends on Siren FM. You can find us on the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook. Facebook, obviously, Trending Topics Network. Just type it in, look us up. Twitter at the TTNet, and head on over to iTunes and please give us feedback, give us a 5-star review, rate, review, all that kind of stuff to help out the network, because we don't have many reviews and we've been around for a couple years. But this show is NFL Easy Picks, and we like to talk about the wonderful world of the National Football League. If you want to get a hold of us, you can email us, nfleasypicks@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, at nfleasypicks. And if you use hashtag nfleasypicks, your tweets will be read right here on this very show. Without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set, and I'm being joined by, as always, with the Mop Jockey.
I love you, DeMarco Murray. I love you.
Why do you love DeMarco Murray?
I just love him. Please come back. Please don't leave. I love you.
I love Ty Montgomery.
Yeah, but he's on the wrong team.
Yeah, but he's on the right team at the same time.
Okay, starting after week 16.
After week 16, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but he's on the Packers.
I mean, I picked him up in fantasy, but I didn't play him this week, and I fucking should have.
I joined the fucking club.
But I fucking won the game.
Well, we don't know if you've won the game yet.
All right, we'll talk about this. In the WIR league that we have going, that Mop and I are both in, we are in the championship game, and I say that statement with an asterisk, because I did win last week, but I won by, let's say, 1.5 points, a little under. And one stat correction could kick me out.
Or one not blown call on a completed catch to Odell Beckham that literally bounced off the ground between his legs, and he caught it with his legs after it hit the ground, and they called it a completion, would away from losing that game.
They're not going to change that stat.
No, they won't change it. It wasn't reviewed, and I don't know how they didn't rule on it or challenge it, but they didn't.
Yeah, so
Porta, if you're listening, dude, I'm sorry. I'm just, you got so fucked this week, man. Between Crowder and that fucking no catch, it just, you got dicked.
He did have one really good player on his team, and I mean, great, he had more than one, but fucking,
I've heard of him referred to as a slippery fish. His name is McCoy.
Yeah, and I got to watch live my points not slip away, but points being added against me every single fuck. Oh, we're just gonna run the ball. That's pretty much, I swear to God, what they did.
I'm pretty sure the first two plays for Buffalo was a running play to McCoy for 20 something, and then a running play to McCoy for 20 something. That was the first two plays.
Yeah, fucking sucked.
But hey, Griffin actually looked okay. There's that.
If we're gonna go into everything talking about our teams,
might as well.
I'm not worried about it. It's weird going to these Roundsbackers events, which I'm surprised no one's pointed out ever since I've become a Browns backer, they have not won a game.
Oh, no, no. I thought of it. I had just was going to wait for it.
Fuck off. But, like, some of these guys get so overly annoying about fucking calls. I wish I could remember someone like, oh, that was a face mask. That's bullshit. Or no. No, there was a call that Hugh Jackson wanted to challenge, and it was that RG3 threw it out of bounds. And he didn't. Now, and this is fucking legit. Later in the game, there was a scoring play. So it was reviewed. And I literally heard a guy yell, oh, you could review that, but not review RG3. And I'm thinking, because every single fucking scoring play gets reviewed? Are you that fucking stupid?
Now, if he was under the assumption that all of plays should be being reviewed, I kind of agree with that. But yes, as of right now, scoring plays and turnovers are the only things that are guaranteed reviews.
Yeah. He said it kind of like, it's one of those things that people yell during sporting. It's like, oh yeah, I got a great point, don't I? And it's just like, no, you don't. There's a difference between the two plays.
Well, and I think prime example for why there should be fucking reviews on every play was Thursday night, Seattle and LA. Pete Carroll, in the first 5 minutes of the first quarter, had two challenges. Both of them overturned the call on the field.
Yeah.
Which means the referee missed in the first 5 minutes two calls that were important.
And this is my opinion, what there needs to be in NFL games is you need somebody watching a TV and be able to say, and be able to stop the game and be like, you know, that needs reviewed. That wasn't clear enough.
But see, I think the thing is, there is somebody already doing the watching the game. They just aren't stopping it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know there's that, but if you actually had someone able to step in and say, kind of like an override button and go, nope, like, we can't have that.
Well, and the way technology is now, there is no reason that technology shouldn't be being used at some point in this. They have technology, the NFL does, for those next-gen stats, where they can tell how fast a guy is fucking running down the field with some kind of chip in the shoulder pads, which, mind you, like, you're talking 20 miles an hour at top speeds. Mm-hmm. That's fucking disgusting. But how that is not being used to determine where ball made it to, whether, you know what I'm saying, whether it was inbounds or out, how in the fuck is this shit not being fixed?
I think it's because it's the fear that it will take too much out of the game. Like, it would just make the games take longer. And really, right now, the pace of the game is something a lot of people bitch about.
How about a little less commercials?
That's ad revenue.
You're talking about a business that makes billions of dollars. I'm pretty sure they can handle minus $1,000 a game.
I think, it's one of those hard things to tell. There's also a lot of commercials. Like, some commercials are understandable. Like, for example, change of possession. Yeah, change of possession. Like, yeah, you're going to need, like, a little bit of commercial time. They're fine.
But for a 30-second timeout, do they really need to take a minute and a half for a commercial break?
It's ad revenue.
That's a billion-dollar business. I don't want to hear their, woe is me, we're poor.
But you add that up, and that could be a couple million right there. Like, I'm talking, you add those up every game from preseason to the Super Bowl. And actually, you're probably going to get a lot of money for that in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl is a whole different. That is nothing but a commercialized event. But a regular season game, you can afford to give up a little of your ad time. You're talking about pennies when you're making, billions.
All right. Getting back to on topic. Yeah, that's where we were with the I don't know how we got it from the Browns.
That's our thing. We just do that.
But yeah, it's going to be a big repeat from every other week. We got killed. We tried pulling a comeback. It just, yeah. What didn't even come close.
That's what happens when you don't have players.
Yeah. And it's like what we were talking about before we started recording, that one of the biggest problems with the Browns is they don't have any draft picks. I'm talking about, like, former draft picks still on the team. I mean, if they have some, but, like, well, there's, like, a 2 or 3 year gap where they have nobody, which in your later rounds, that's fine. But when you don't even have your number one or two draft pick, then that's bad. And we had 2 years where we had, I think in that span, where we had fucking two picks and we don't have either. That's bad. Yeah. Because it was, we don't have Richardson anymore. Of course, no, nobody does. We don't have Whedon anymore. That was a bad pick, but he's a backup right now. And then Manziel and Gabriel. Manziel's not even technically in the league anymore. And Gabriel's fucking with Pittsburgh.
No, he's Atlanta, ain't he?
No, I thought Justin Gabriel was Pittsburgh.
Oh, who's the Gabriel that was in the receiver that went to Atlanta and is actually playing really well down in Atlanta? Tyler Gabriel.
And we had him?
Yeah. What, he wasn't a first-round pick, though?
Oh, I mean, no. It wasn't Justin Gabriel. Justin, I said a wrestler.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You did, didn't you?
Yeah. 2014 NFL draft, I believe.
There was a cornerback that was a Gabriel, too, wasn't there?
I'm looking it up right now.
But, yeah.
Gilbert. Justin Gilbert.
But I've always heard that when you miss on a first-round pick, that sets your team back 5 years.
Yeah.
And so they're set back. If you compound, like if you add all of those, they're set back for at least 20.
Yeah, looking at this draft, yeah, we were supposed to pick at 4. We dropped down and gave our pick to Buffalo. They picked up Sammy Watkins.
He's pretty good.
Yeah. And then wow, that's sick. Bad sick. When we picked Justin Gilbert, who was no longer on the team, you know who else is still on the board?
Oh, God, I bet it's a list of guys.
Oh, obviously, but...
No, I mean, like, really good fucking players.
Odell Beckham Jr.?
Dude, I think he kind of come out of nowhere, because he wasn't even... That was the year, like, he was, like, the fifth receiver taken off, because, like, Mike Evans was before him, Watkins was before him. There was a couple more big names that came before him.
Yeah, looking at this draft, yeah, Odell Beckham was still on. He was picked 4 picks later. Picked in the next round, which is sad, Derek Carr.
Yeah, you could have put those two together, like wound up picking, you would have picked 4, so you'd have Watkins and then come back around and got Carr. Yeah.
Yeah, it's, God. Because we also picked later at the 22nd pick, Johnny Manziel.
So you could have Carr instead of Manziel and Odell Beckham instead of Gilbert.
God, this is a terrible quarterback year. Literally, there were 3 quarterbacks drafted in that year. Blake Bortles, number 3. Johnny Manziel, number 22, which that's a pretty fall drop of another quarterback. And the last pick by the Minnesota Vikings, Teddy Bridgewater.
Well, at least on Bortles and Bridgewater, the jury's still kind of out on them. They could still be good. Bortles, we've seen him be good. He's just having a bad year.
Mm-hmm.
And Bridgewater, you know, destroyed his leg. So,
I kind of wish we would have taken Carr. Fucking Kelvin Benjamin was taken at 28.
I'm pretty sure that was the year that, like, the receiver was just phenomenal, just a great class of receivers.
Yeah. Anyway, how about the Bengals?
Well, since I don't think anything happened after the half, they won. they won 21-9, I believe it was, because the second half of the game didn't happen. It's not like, you know, they had as many yards in the second half as they did points in the first or anything. So, you know, yeah, it's the fucking Bengals, dude. They had 30 some yards in the second half to 20 some points in the first half. Fuck them.
they are eliminated, I believe, from the playoffs. Yep, they are.
Okay, is it official now? Because they were, in my mind, they were eliminated about 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, according to NFL.com, they are eliminated.
And why, when still in the first half, are you, when you score, you're doing stupid shit like stomping on the fucking terrible towels and all? Why? Because you know how it's going to fucking turn out. It turns out that way every goddamn time you start fucking taunting like that. It turns out the same. Fuck off.
Yeah. I feel like it's a repeat of the wild card round last year.
It's a repeat of every Bengals season. Oh, they look great. They look great. Oh, wait. They just blew it.
And it's done.
I'm done with the Bengals. Fuck them. There is no more season left.
How about the Titans?
Holy fuck. I love you, DeMarco and Henry. I want to keep you forever and just hold you and cuddle you and love on you and hug you. And I love you, Ryan Suckup. I think it was Suckup. Is that his name, the kicker? Yeah. Think about this. 0-degree weather, 53-yard field goal to win a game. in Kansas City, outside at Arrowhead, and he makes it against his old team.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it was so fun. I'm like, dude, I'm watching the game. I watched bits and pieces of it, of course. I'm like, yeah, you know, Tennessee's hanging in there. They're doing really well. And then they line up for that kick. I'm like, no fucking way. There's no fucking way they make. Holy shit. He just fucking made that. God damn. The bad part is they're really not doing anything other than hurting their own draft position at this point. So it's like, oh, this is great. Oh, wait, this is going to hurt us later, ain't it?
Because not everybody can have the number one draft pick.
Yeah, but even a top 10 draft pick would be nice. Right now they're looking at about, what, 18, 19?
Somewhere around there. I'm trying to pull up.
Projected.
Yeah, projected order of where we're at right now.
Because technically, record-wise, I believe they're tied with Houston, but Houston has the tiebreakers.
Right now, a little team called the Cleveland Browns are at number one.
What?
Oh, no, the Titans. Titans are at six right now.
They have they got to get that from somebody. Oh,
yeah. They're getting
Philadelphia's pick. Yeah.
No. We got Philadelphia's pick at seven.
I thought the Titans traded with the Eagles. No. Who did they trade? Oh, the L.A. Rams.
Yeah, we just had this conversation.
Oh, my God. Come on, L.A., lose the rest of these fucking games.
Yeah.
Can they catch up to San Francisco?
Can they catch up to San Francisco?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Or I guess fall down to San Francisco?
I got to pull that back up.
I'm pretty sure one and two are pretty secure where they're at. Because I think San Francisco's only got one win.
Yeah, they only got one win. They only got one win. They got four.
Hey, guess who it was over?
I mean, the Rams have four.
Guess who the one win was over?
I forget.
L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Week one, baby. 28-0. And the barn burner of an exciting game.
Yeah. Bengals are sitting at number 10 right now.
Yeah, they need it.
And the Bears are sitting at four.
Oh, I thought the Bears were three. Who's three?
Jacksonville.
Oh, that's right.
It's funny right now. Number one pick has zero wins. Number two pick has one win. Number three pick has two wins. Number four pick has three wins. Number five pick has four wins. There's a big jump. Oh, no, because never mind. So that's a big jump, but then again, it's because the Titans are there, and their record is 8-6 that it's showing me.
Yeah. Theoretically, LA could drop down to three because the Bears could win a couple in the next two games because they tried to win this last game.
I don't know. It's not that they tried. It's because Packers fucking defense sucks.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you, when it comes time for playoffs, watching like a Green Bay-Dallas game, I really think you're going to see 100 points scored. It'll be 56 to 58.
I don't know. As of right now, we'll talk about the playoff picture. Patriots are the number one seed. Raiders are the number two seed. Obviously, talking about the AFC. We would see the Dolphins at Steelers and Chiefs at Texans.
Huh. Do you want
a repeat?
Do you want to go ahead and say that the Patriots and Oakland have both clinched playoff spots? And I think New England has clinched a bye in week one, I believe, or in the first round of the playoffs, I believe.
Let me see. Going by their chart.
I know Oakland clinched a playoff spot because it's their first one since 2002.
Yeah, they've clinched playoff berth, clinched division title, clinched first round bye. That is the Patriots. And then the Raiders have just clinched playoffs.
Yeah, because they could still theoretically lose. I mean, Kansas City could still theoretically overtake them.
Mm.
But Oakland in week 14 clinched a playoff spot.
It's crazy.
And are looking at having a bye week in the playoffs. The Oakland fucking Raiders.
The last time they were in the playoffs, they were in the Super Bowl.
Did they? No, they lost that one to Tampa Bay.
And
I mean, I hate to say it, but an Oakland-Dallas Super Bowl, I think, would be fucking great.
And then with the Bengals being knocked out, their winless playoff streak continues. But their actual playoff streak ends.
Yeah, their playoff streak was up to like 6 or 7, I believe it was. Yeah, yeah, that's kind of sad. But
the playoff winless streak continues.
Yeah, well, I'd rather be playing in the playoffs than not.
Well, you're not.
Yeah, not this year.
The Titans are still in the hunt, though.
They could find a way to win the division, technically.
Mm-hmm. And then going over to the NFC side, the Cowboys are the number one seed with the Seahawks, the number two seed. And the Cowboys have they've only clinched playoff position, and the Seahawks have clinched playoff position and are being in playoffs, and they clinched the division because that division sucks. I think that whole division's knocked out. Yeah, Cardinals, Rams, Niners, all eliminated.
Yeah, my Super Bowl isn't looking very good, is it?
I forget what was it.
Arizona-Pittsburgh.
Yeah, not happening. Pittsburgh's still in it, unfortunately.
Very much, unfortunately.
And right now, also in the NFC, we would see the Packers at the Falcons and Giants at the Lions. But
Wait. That just happened last week.
It did, but playoffs.
And I don't think anybody wants Green Bay in there. I'm sorry, nobody wants Green Bay in the playoffs.
They can go off.
They have been going off.
It's the Packers still have the chance of winning the division.
Yeah, because the Detroit just decided not to show up against the Giants.
Well, Detroit has to win this week, obviously, and so do the Packers. But then next week, we're going to see them go against each other. And if the Packers win, they win the division.
I kind of hope that does come down to that, because that would be a very exciting game.
Of course. And that's why which I know a lot of people bitch about it, but I think that's why the year should end in division matches. I love it.
They went to that. I mean, that's the norm now, right?
Yeah, they went to that.
It was a couple years ago.
It was a while ago, because I remember one year, which was ironic, the Patriots ended the season against the Giants, and that was the year that they went 17-0. And it was a Saturday game. It was really good. And I remember even watching that game going, this has a potential of being a Super Bowl. A couple weeks later, it was a Super Bowl.
You mean the year the Patriots went 18-1?
No, they went 18-1.
18-1?
No, they went 18-1.
No, they have a loss. They have a loss. They did not get a perfect season. Fuck the New England Patriots.
Yeah, but now that the Giants are cheating. Gotta get on the Giants for cheating.
I don't give a fuck who cheats. It got nothing to do with me.
All right.
Wait. We saw how that turned out.
We got anything more to say on our teams? I don't really say anything about the Bears, but yeah. What do I got to say about them? They're eliminated. So 3-11. I think. What did I say? The number four pick. Sure.
Yeah. Like I said, Jeffries is playing for a contract, and well, it showed.
And let's move on to pick-ons for the week. Been talking about so much other shit, I forgot other shit we were doing. And kind of a good week for pick'ems. Everybody scored
for some of you.
Everybody scored in double digits except for one person.
Well, that's not me, so I guess I didn't do as bad as I thought I did.
You're the only one.
Did I wind up in single digits?
Nine.
God damn it. I knew I had a bad week when all of my upsets lost.
Everybody got Kansas City wrong. Everybody got Arizona wrong. But everybody got Seattle right, Buffalo right, Green Bay right, Baltimore right, Houston right, Atlanta right. Everybody got Miami except for DRG. Everybody got Pittsburgh except for Mop. Everybody got New England except for Ant. He redeemed himself, though. He was the only one that picked Carolina over Washington. Joe and Mop are the only two that picked to Detroit. And Ant and Mop were the only two that picked Tampa Bay over Dallas. And also, that would be DRG and Ant also were the only two that picked San Diego over Oakland. You're saying?
I was just saying you see a theme here with me getting ones wrong.
Yeah. So with 9 correct, we had Mop. With 11 correct, we had Ant, Joe, and DRG. 12 correct, Shane, Mart, Wayne, GBL, and myself. And first place for the week, we had none other than Carp.
I do have to say, though, the three upsets that I picked all were close games. All had a chance to win at the end. At least I can hang my hat on that.
Cincy?
They had a chance to win at the end. Mm. Sort of. Not quite like Tampa Bay, where they end up getting an interception. They completely botched that last drive. They legitimately had a chance to win that game at the end of it.
All right, so the standings are as follows. We have in 10th place, Ant with 129. In 9th place, Mop, 131. In 8th place, tied for 6th place, GBL, Wayne, and DRG, 134. In 5th place, Joe, 135. In 4th place, myself, 136. In 2nd place, tied for 2nd place, Mart and Shane. And currently in 1st place, Carp with 142.
Oh, my picks didn't get put in. Boo-hoo.
And fantasy, one of the last weeks we will be talking about our fantasy football league. And we're down to the championships. We have first place future Browns QB, 11-2, going up against Stormborn, who was 9-4 and in sixth place.
And actually, he was in first place for a lot of the season. He kind of fell off towards the end. And once again, I don't know how the fuck I'm still winning. I've got no Julio. I've got Carson fucking Wentz as a quarterback, and I'm still finding a way to win.
Yeah, freaking MJR is the upset king in the playoffs. Oh no, he beat a lower seed last week.
Yeah, but like I said, he was actually in first place for a lot of the season.
God damn, Ant, did you even fucking play? 39.74.
A little bit of shit in the bed there.
Just a little bit. But our first place game, so you got to win.
Yep. No, I probably not. Although I looked at his matchups, and I don't think his running backs, I think, have pretty tough matchups. So I'm feeling pretty good about that. So I don't know. Well, I'm hoping and praying.
If you're going to lose any game, lose our game. It's fine. Shit the bet.
Nah, I think I'd rather win. And I really want to do it with style. I want to, like, start the – it's not Goff, because Goff's going to be out on concussion protocol. Oh, God, I can't remember his name now.
Johnny Manziel.
No, like – a worse name than Johnny Manziel. Fuck. Is it Hackenberg? I'm trying to... It's like the third string fucking Rams quarterback I want to put him in. Him or Matt Moore? I want to start Matt Moore against you.
Fuck you.
All glory, baby. All glory.
All glory hole.
Take it how you can get it.
So, we'll see. See who wins. Technically, we do have some consolation brackets, but who gives a fuck?
Yeah, it's you versus Joe.
No, we have... There's three other ones.
Oh, I was talking about the third place game.
That's not the third place. Third place game is fifth place game or something like that.
Oh, I see. I know it was you versus Joe. I thought it was. Oh yeah, I guess if you guys were already in consolation, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's look into the games for this week, and we always going to start with our team, so we will start with the 7-6 Washington Redskins at the 3-11 Chicago Bears. The Redskins are a 3.5-point favorite. I'm going with the Redskins.
Who are they playing? Sorry.
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago. Yeah, I'll take Washington.
Seeing as how we're starting with our teams, and we know who the Browns are going up against. Maybe you know who your teams are going up against. Chicago.
Well, yes and no. I kind of got distracted there for a sec.
Yeah. Speaking of which, the 5-9 San Diego Chargers at the 0-14 Cleveland Browns. The Chargers are a 6-point favorite. I'm going with the Chargers, but this is the last chance the Browns have at winning the game. You have San Diego coming from the West Coast all the way to the East Coast, or close enough, at least the Eastern time zone. It's cold here. Let me see if I can pull up what the weather is supposed to be in Cleveland on that day. Whether we're going to be dealing with snow, we could be dealing with ice.
What's it be like the warmest day ever? Like 50 degrees in the middle of December.
You know what? I wouldn't complain. Right, Cleveland. Well, as of right now, it's supposed to be a high of 41, low of 40, with 60% chance of rain. The funny thing is, the next day it's a high of 55. Actually, no, that's
holy
that's,
shit.
Actually, hold on. I'm thinking Sunday. This game's not on Sunday.
It's on Saturday.
It is on Saturday. So we're getting a rainy Christmas. Well, that's Cleveland. I'm technically not fucking Cleveland, but. High of 39, low of 33, 60% chance of rain.
I believe the statistics that I've heard, the offense is only, once it has to get down like under 20 for it to really start affecting offenses. So it doesn't, that doesn't affect their offense.
The rain could affect it though.
The rain could, but they also may be getting Melvin Gordon back.
It says rain showers early with overcast skies later in the day. Temps nearly steady in the mid to upper 30s. Winds southwest at 10 to 20 miles an hour. Chance of rain 60%.
And since it's meteorologist, it's going to be teens and snow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, this is their best chance of winning. But I 16-0, baby. 16-0.
Yeah.
I mean, 0-16.
I'm definitely going to take San Diego.
And we have the 2-12 Jacksonville Jaguars hosting the 8-6 Tennessee Titans. The Titans are 4.5-point favorites. I'm going with the Titans.
Yeah, I could see Jacksonville winning this fucking game, though. We fire Gus Bradley and I just can't pick it. I'm going to take Tennessee.
And the 8-6 Houston Texans hosting the 5-8 Cincinnati Bengals. The Texans are a 1-point favorite, and I'm going for the Texans.
Yeah, I'll take the Suffering Savages.
The Suffering Savages.
Yeah, because Savage is the new quarterback for the Houston Texans.
No, I was more or less thinking of the Bengals and how they act on the field.
Yeah, I didn't even put that one together. No, they are, I guess, legitimately benching the $72 million man for some Tom Savage, I think is his name, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous.
Hey, he came in and threw for 250 fucking yards after Osweiler did fuck all.
Oh, yeah.
But at least Osweiler's tall.
All right, let's get into the hashtag huddle segment, where we read your emails that you sent at NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com and your tweets that you used hashtag NFLEasyPicks on. Well, no emails. Shocker. And we also have one technical tweet. I could technically read the other one, but we'll see. The main tweet we have is coming from @KillerCarpeDiem, #NFLEasyPicks. I missed three because Yahoo app didn't save my fucking picks properly. Stupid shitty app. #should still be number one. Well, you are number one again. But at the same time, how did it not pick three of your picks? Did you not review them? Did you not double check online?
I blame Canadian internet.
Did a beaver with a dam hold up your internet connection? What's going on?
I think he's put a little bit of his Tim Hortons on the phone as he was putting them in, and it just didn't register right.
Yeah. Got to wash your hands because, you know, the stickiness of the donuts will get on your mouse, and then, you know, it might not click right. Yeah, so.
Or the powder from your powder donut.
Yeah. The jelly from the Jelly Timbits, which are the best. And then technically the other tweet, which not much to say on it, from @OnlyOneMart, #FF, @RealJobyJr. He needs a Giants hug, #NFLEasyPicks, and he has the logo of the Giants.
Yes. Yes, he does. Now, I'm assuming this would be a good spot to talk about the celebration penalty again. Did you see the one for Ezekiel Elliott?
I've seen pictures of it, haven't seen the actual thing.
He got a penalty for that.
Yeah.
But you don't get a penalty if you jump up on the stands?
He's not getting fined, though, and that's one thing that's a bigger backlash.
Okay. If a Lambo leap is allowed, what he did is no fucking different than a Lambo leap.
Yeah, and he didn't get...
But he got the 15-yard penalty for it.
He got the penalty, but didn't get the fine, which that's...
It shouldn't have been a fucking penalty.
But here's the thing. Penalties, whatever. I mean, when you get a penalty and you win a game, can you really complain about the penalty?
Yes, because it's a fucking retarded rule.
But what I'm saying is players right now are reacting more to the no fine. Like, I read a tweet from Odell Beckham and Le'Veon Bell, or Le'Veon Bell.
I don't know about Bell, but Beckham ain't got no goddamn room to talk. That motherfucker has interacted with so many goddamn things, it's not even fun. He went for, what, 5 weeks fucking making out with a goddamn kicking net?
Yeah.
Fuck him. It shouldn't be a fucking penalty. That's fucking stupid. It didn't delay the game. It didn't cause anything to happen. Fuck off. Quit trying to take... The Kaiser, you want them to celebrate winning and doing good things, but then you penalize them for celebrating. Oh, my God. All I know is the Salvation Army made out like fucking bandits on that.
Yeah, I heard that they had like a record setting like donations.
I mean, they got... It was not only was it a primetime game, they were the only thing being advertised at that moment. Dude, mm-hmm. That's fucking huge.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, yeah, that's worth millions of dollars.
Yeah. So that was our tweets. So let's move on to the rest of the games and start wrapping this show up. And we will start with this Thursday night, the 5-9 Philadelphia Eagles hosting the 10-4 New York Giants. The Giants are 2.5-point favorites. Yeah, going with the Giants.
Yeah, I will never doubt you again, Mr. Eli Manning. I love you. I'll take the Giants.
Then moving on to the Saturday games, which need to be stressed. For those who don't know, all the games will be on Saturday.
Well, matter of fact, Red Zone's coverage is on Saturday instead of Sunday this week.
Well, obviously.
Well, that's out of the norm for them. They usually only do Sunday.
Well, seeing as how Sunday only has two games.
Yeah.
But we have the 9-5 Miami Dolphins at the 7-7 Buffalo Bills. The Bills are 3.5-point favorites. Go with the Bills.
God, I really want to, man. I Rex Ryan has a way of just fucking playoff teams at the end of the season. He seems to do it every single year, but I can't do it, man. Give me Miami.
The 7-7 Minnesota Vikings at the 8-6 Green Bay Packers. The Packers are a 6.5-point favorite. Going Green Bay.
Yeah, I'll take Green Bay too.
The 4-10 New York Giants at the 12-2 New England Patriots. Do you know what the spread is on them?
I want to say last time I think I looked at it was like 13.5.
According to this, 16.5.
Oh goddamn!
Yeah, picking the Patriots.
And I think he meant the Jets, not the Giants.
Yeah, Giants. But, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. The shitty New York team. I'll take New England.
The Mets?
No, the Yanks.
The Knicks?
Are they even in New York no more? Or are they the Boston? No, the Boston team's the Nets, ain't it?
Well, that's not Boston. That's Brooklyn.
Or Brooklyn. Sorry. Same difference. They're both shitty cities.
Pittsburgh, Dayton, same thing.
You're actually not far. Honest to God, you're not far. We're just a smaller version of Pittsburgh.
No, the smaller version is Youngstown.
Oh, yeah, that's true. We have 3 steel mills here in Dayton.
Well, Midwest has a lot of steel mills.
We used to have a bunch of car manufacturers, too, but now we just have large, empty buildings.
And we have the 9-5 Atlanta Falcons at the 6-8, which I'm really abandoning all these ties, by the way, just because Yahoo doesn't show me them. Gotta hate you fucking ties. Anyway, the 6-8 Carolina Panthers off, no line.
I wonder why. I don't know of any. Oh, you know what? I bet because they played Monday night. I bet they haven't. They probably did the line early this morning, so it probably just hasn't gone through the system yet.
Yeah, I'm picking Atlanta.
I am going to pick Devonta Freeman for bunches and bunches and bunches of points.
The 7-7 Indianapolis Colts at the 11-3 Oakland Raiders. The Raiders are a 4-point favorite. Go with Oakland.
It's in Oakland, right?
Correct.
God, I can't get a feel for Indy. I'll take Oakland again.
In a real battle of true shit, we have the 1-13 San Francisco Giants at the 4-10 LA Rams. The Rams are a 4-point favorite. You know what? I'm going with the Niners.
I can't do that. I just can't. I'm taking LA.
Part of me, it's actually just wanting the Niners to win to help free up the last week of the year. But granted, we're going against the Steelers, so if they might have to win a game against us. So it's 0-16, like probably through. But it's nice to have a little bit of breathing room.
Yeah, but I think Sunday's game will determine if Pittsburgh has anything to play for next week.
That's true. The 6-8 New Orleans Saints hosting the 8-6 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Saints are a 3-point favorite. Going with the Saints.
I'm going to go with my Bucks.
My Bucks.
My Bucks, boy.
Going out hunting?
Yes.
Damn my Bucks. I'm going to get them Bucks.
I was thinking more dollars, but okay.
Young Bucks?
Superkick?
Milwaukee Bucks?
Total shit.
I think they just lost. Yeah, they lost in overtime to the Cavs.
Oh, wow, there's a big fucking surprise. The Milwaukee Bucks are not winning games? No, you don't say.
All right, the 5-8-1 Arizona Cardinals at the 9-4-1 Seattle Seahawks. The Seahawks are a 9-point favorite. These guys that tied before.
Yeah, they tied, I believe it was 6-6.
I'm going with the Seahawks.
Yeah, Seattle needs this way more than Arizona does.
I read that one. The 8-6 Baltimore Ravens at the 9-5 Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers are a 4.5-point favorite. Love to see a Christmas miracle, but I'm picking the Steelers.
Yeah, the way the Eagles run offense figured out Baltimore, I got a bad feeling what Le'Veon's going to do to them. So I'm going to take Le'Veon to score 40 against you.
Against me.
Yeah, because I have him on my team too.
I don't have Pitta in this league, do I? Or do I have Pitta? I think I have Pitta. No, I have Pitta in another league.
Dude, in that league, I have no tight end. I've had no tight end all year.
Well, hopefully I don't have any stat corrections.
Yeah, that would be fucking hilarious.
You want to go against Porta?
I don't care. I just think it'd be funny if you got fucked.
If Porta somehow wins because of a stat correction, I hope he beats you.
Hey, fuck off.
And then I hope I do so bad that you're like, damn it, I wish I would have played fucking heavy.
Oh, no, it's going to be, god damn it, I wish I'd have played X player that was sitting on my bench that scored 50 again.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like I did.
I seem to do it every week.
But I'm still debating on whether I want to play. Oh, they bumped up Ty Montgomery's projection. He was at like 3 so many points. I was at 11.
Yeah, because he's officially listed as the running back for Green Bay now. Whereas before he was kind of the backup running back and the fourth receiver.
One that gets me is fucking Powell, because I sat him too, but he's going up against New England.
God damn it. If fucking Forte is fucking that up. If Forte would just fucking sit down for the rest of the year, I would have no problem starting Powell. But for whatever goddamn reason, they refuse to play Powell because Forte is in the game. Powell is the better running back at this point, but yet Forte is the one getting all the work. Fuck off.
Yeah.
And I benched him and Montgomery in a different league.
Yeah, and I benched him in his league.
Oh, wait. And you know who I did it for? Thomas fucking Rawls and fucking Sammy Watkins. They combined for 10 points.
Yeah.
Powell had 29 on my bench, and Montgomery had 24, I think it was, on my bench. Yep.
I set them for Montgomery. I think I would have put in for probably Garcon, and I think Matthews might have benched him too.
Oh, god damn. Ryan? Or no, Jordan Matthews.
Yeah.
Yeah, the receiver.
Because he's so hit and miss, I probably would have.
I mean, more miss, but yeah.
That's what I mean. I think if I don't play him, like that's like the week that he does really good.
That's what happens when you have a rookie quarterback.
All right, and two more. The 8-6 Denver Broncos at the 10-4 Kansas City Chiefs. Chiefs are a 4-point favorite. Go with the Chiefs.
I can't take Denver to win another game because they have zero offense. Like, nothing.
Zero dimes.
Well, I mean, Demaryius Thomas was thrown at 11 times. Do you know how many catches he had?
How many?
One.
Wow. And last but certainly not least, the last Monday Night Football game of the year, the 12-2 Dallas Cowboys hosting the 9-5 Detroit Lions. Could see this in the playoffs. And I am picking the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah. God, dude. I really want Detroit to win this game. I want them to stay in the fucking playoff. Because if they lose this one, I think that's pretty much their nail. I think they wind up out of the playoffs. Man. I'll take Dallas, I guess.
Yeah, if they lose, I wouldn't say they're out of it, but...
Now, I my memory sucks. Did Dallas lock up home field or not? Or at least a bye?
Yeah, they got. I think they got the bye locked.
But they don't have home field because I
know.
I guess if they lose.
No, they don't have it locked. They have to win this week to lock it.
Yeah, I was going to say, if they lose two and Seattle wins two, Seattle would take it.
It's not even that. You also have the Giants are 10-4.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I guess the Giants could overtake them.
Yeah, so they're not locked just yet, but they have to beat Detroit to lock it.
Oh god, I really want Detroit to win this game.
What are you picking?
I said Dallas.
Okay. All right. Any final thoughts or last minute plugs, Mop?
Just as the usual, this at the Mop Jockey.
No one else left. And you can find myself at Heavyset33, and you can find this show at NFL Easy Picks. Send us an email. Let us know what you think at NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. Check out all the great shows on the Trending Topics Network. And use hashtag NFLEasyPicks on your tweets. They can be read right here on this very show next week. And repeating one more time, like I said, please go to iTunes, leave us a review, subscribe to the Trending Topics Network, and join the fun. Without any further ado, that will do it for us here on the one and only NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. So for Mop and myself, thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks, and that was the end of regulation time.